Chapter 57. Jesse sat drinking coffee with Captain Healy in the front seat of his Ford Explorer while the fine snow came down steadily in the parking lot behind the courthouse in downtown Salem. "If everything you need but evidence," Healy said. "It's all that's missing," Jesse said. "Except motive." "Well, yeah, that too." "Gee," Healy said, "you're really closing in on them." "They did it," Jesse said. "I believe you," Healy said, "but I'm not the one that needs to believe you." "I know," Jesse said. He drank some coffee. "I can't even get a search warrant." "Judges hate to issue them on cop intuition," Healy said. "Want some surveillance help?" "No," Jesse said. "Might prevent them from killing the next one," Healy said. "I think I'm the next one," Jesse said. Healy looked at him and raised his eyebrows and didn't say anything. "They've been taking pictures," Jesse said. "Of what?" "My home, the station." Healy frowned, watching the steam rise from the triangular tear in the plastic top of his coffee cup. "They're interested in you," Healy said. "I'd say so." "And they're serial killers," Healy said. "I'm convinced of it." "And they kill people at random for no obvious reason," Healy said. "They seem to." The snowflakes were very small, and with no wind, they fell straight down like white rain. "You figure you're being penciled in as their next victim," Healy said. "Yes." "And you figure the picture taking is foreplay?" "Something like that." Healy said, "I can give you a couple of troopers to watch your back." Jesse shook his head. "This might be an opportunity," Jesse said. "They try to kill you and you catch them in the act?" "Yeah." "Serial killers like ritual," Healy said, "so they'll come at you from the front and shoot you one each time." "Probably at the same time." "Simultaneous climax," Healy said. "You think you can keep them from killing you?" "Yes." "You trust them to come at you the same way?" Healy said. "People like these people, they'll do it the same." "Let's hope so," Healy said. "And if I fuck up," Jesse said, "you can avenge me."